What can the spouse who chooses to stay expect in their future?
It's a tough question because everybody is so different. What I tell people all the time is that you can't really trust what the addict is saying, but you can trust their behaviors. Because they've heard time and time again, I'm so sorry, I won't do it again, if they've been caught many times before. And because the trust has been broken, the only thing the spouse can do is watch the addict and see, again, whether they're really working a 12-step program, going to therapy, are they changing their behavior, are they more emotionally available, are they showing it up at home as a good partner, as a good parent, as a good householder, are they doing the things they're supposed to be doing, or are they just giving it lip service? And I think that's one of the things they can expect in the future. And over time, with a lot of transparency and a lot of good marital therapy, I think they can expect to have a healthier relationship. Typically, spouses will say that, you know, if I ever find out that you've done this again, the marriage is over. And so the addict knows that the stakes are extremely high. And also, the addict is encouraged in their recovery over time to be a lot more honest than they've ever been, meaning that if their marriage isn't working for them, it's much better to stand in your integrity and say, this marriage isn't working for me, I want to leave the marriage, as opposed to going and cheating and acting out again and, you know, behaving in a way that's less adult.